Does the way apes communicate tell us something about how human language developed? That's what researchers at the Racine Zoo are hoping to find out. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, they're focusing on gibbons, primates known for a diverse repertoire of sounds.
These are some of the noises researchers have recorded at the Racine Zoo. It's two white-handed gibbons protecting their turf with a territorial call.
Even though there's no other gibbons at the zoo and really no one to defend this against, that's part of an innate behavior that they will persist throughout their lives.
Dr. Angela Dasso has been studying the apes. They're small, under 15 pounds. They have black fur with white feet and hands. And the pair are a father and daughter named Yule and Robin. Dasso is researching how gibbons communicate and how their patterns form the fundamentals of a communication system. She hopes to compare how they communicate with about 20 other gibbon species, in addition to other apes and even humans.
So we were trying to figure out what exactly it is the gibbons are really saying to one another. We wouldn't refer to it as language, per se, because it doesn't have the same types of properties that human languages have. But we do call it a communication system because there is some information that is being transferred between individuals.
Yule and Robin spend their days in an outdoor enclosure surrounded by a tall chain-link fence. Inside, there are ropes to swing on, a high platform to lounge on, and a doghouse to hide in. Dasso's team has had one main focus, the sounds Yule and Robin make when they play. While the apes spend a lot of time lounging, things can suddenly switch into high gear.
Oh, they're starting to play right now. So what's happening here is they're grabbing each other's arms, and their feet are going to lock together. There's going to be a little bit of teeth baring eventually, and then this bleat is going to come out. So we were very pleased. That sound right there is what we're waiting for.
If you couldn't hear that bleat very well, that's okay. Dasso sent us an example she recorded. Gibbons are an endangered species native to Southeast Asia. Researchers haven't been able to catch the sound of the bleat in the wild, because the gibbons are too high up in the tree canopy.
And it's a really noisy environment, noisier than in captivity here. So you have a lot of different species vocalizing, and it's just, it's harder to be able to record a low amplitude sound.
Here you have the child species.
Here we have the child species, yes. But that's one versus the hundreds of species in the wild that we were competing with.
The noisy gibbons caught the attention of kids visiting the zoo, including Josh Ostman.
They kind of squeak a little. Some looked at us, just like stared at us blinking like for a long time. I'm like, what are they wondering?
Dasso and her crew are trying to figure out what the gibbon squeaks or bleats mean by examining the sounds themselves and the context in which the apes made them. The researchers measure how high and low the sounds are, how frequent, and note any gestures the apes are making at the time. Through this type of analysis, Dasso has discovered that gibbons make predator warnings.
So they have a sequence of sounds that they produce when they see a clouded leopard, and then a completely different sequence when they see a tiger that's been sitting versus a tiger that's been running. Our captive ones here actually have a little warning call for their veterinarian. And the other captive group that I'm working with is at the Henry Valley Zoo in Madison, and they have a warning for the Goodyear blimp. They don't like that one.
Other than uncovering a fear of blimps, Dasso says she's the first researcher to discover that when they make one sound, gibbons are already thinking about what their next sound is going to be.
That's a level of cognition that not all species possess. So that tells us a little bit more about how closely related their system is to us.
So how does this tie into human language? Dasso says by understanding how gibbons use sounds to interact, researchers can piece together their communication system, possibly an ancient predecessor to the complex language we use today. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.